Vote Leave, take control. Campaign news. Vote Leave to support British business. We send £350 million a week to the EU, enough to build a new hospital every week. 250,000 EU migrants a year come to the UK. It's out of control and damages the NHS. It's safer to take back control and spend our money on our priorities. Imagine if we vote Leave in 56 days' time. Our entrepreneurs could focus on creating jobs and supporting the economy, rather than reading through reams of regulations from Brussels. Free business from EU regulation. Employment Minister Priti Patel has today made a speech on how we can free small businesses from unnecessary regulation after we vote Leave. Only 6% of UK business export to the EU, yet 100% have to abide by regulations from Brussels. The Treasury estimate that the cost of complying with burdensome EU red tape is the equivalent of £4,600 per household every year. Ms Patel stated that after we take back control on the 23rd of June, the UK can perform an audit of EU regulation to ensure that small businesses are not shackled by unnecessary rules. Pro-EU campaigners, including Nick Clegg and David Cameron, have previously called for small companies to be exempt from these burdens. However, their attempts were vetoed by Brussels. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy, accounting for 60% of private sector employment and making up 99% of the total business of the UK. After we vote Leave on the 23rd of June, they'll be free from stifling EU regulation and can focus on what they do best, creating jobs and driving economic growth. We can better protect workers' rights outside the EU. David Cameron and former trade union leader Sir Brendan Barber today claimed that leaving the EU would be a disaster for workers' rights. It is sad to see the Prime Minister doing Britain down. We don't have to give up control to EU politicians and unelected EU judges to protect working people. Indeed, UK law is often far more generous than EU law, such as maternity pay and leave. It is a myth to say that we must stay in the EU to protect workers. You only have to look at the high levels of unemployment in Greece, Spain, Portugal, and the rest of the Eurozone to see that the EU is no friend to the worker. In 2009, Sir Brendan himself warned that the European Court has undermined minimum standards. The safer choice for British workers is to vote Leave on the 23rd of June. Visit our website at voteleave.uk for more information on how you can help the campaign.